What is wrong with you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To a podcast about nothing with V.
And AD. Oh, we should play that song, Mace. You know you like that. Welcome back.
I wish you guys could see her dancing. I don't know what her body is doing, but
that's what he was doing in the video.
It's making me itch.
Okay.
We have something to talk about today.
Serious.
Yet again, it is serious. All right, but we have a little clip for you. It's what sparked today's conversation, today's question. So let us know. Well, don't let us know nothing yet. We're just going to play it for you. Hold on. Here we go.
Sip your tea. Take a seat.
Ooh, sip your tea. Sit down. Sip.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sprite.
Kim, you had a question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Maya her views on interracial relationships.
Oh, thank you. And first, I'm Miss Angelo.
Miss Angelo.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not Maya. I'm 62 years old. I have lived so long and tried so hard that a young woman like you or any other has no, you have no license to come up to me and call me by my first name. That's first. That's first. Also, because at the same time, I am your mother, I'm your auntie, I'm your teacher, I'm your professor. You see?
She said you have no license.
I'm your mama.
To the Department of Driver Services before you can speak to me.
I know that's right, Miss Maya. Okay?
Miss Maya.
You're lucky you even get to put the first name after that hook. You should be right. Calling her Miss Angelou.
Well, wait. Is it Angelo?
No, it's Angelou.
Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
Angelou.
Angelou. That's one of AD's nicknames.
That's so funny. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
So, what does it mean to respect your elders?
Not that second one. Well, I guess going for the clip, I don't think the girl was disrespectful. I think she was misinformed because she was standing next to the host, who 9 times out of 10... would have told her what to say before she started speaking. And she probably told her her name was Maya. Kids don't know.
First of all, she was not a child.
How old she look?
12. Too damn old to be calling her some Maya.
Yeah.
That's first of all. Second of all, I think her parents should have taught her better. So I blame the parents.
Once again, the parents are to blame.
Damn it.
Damn parents, where's your kids?
So what does it mean to respect an elder? And first of all, we got to define what an elder is.
All the old people.
What's old, though?
Older than me. It's like, I'm just...
Well, put some respect on my name, then.
All right, Miss V.
Oh, I like the way that sounds.
That sounds disgusting. It's V if you're nasty.
That's my scripper name. Ew. I would be the most awkward stripper in the world.
Why would that stripper song so fast?
I twerk like Cynthia from Real Housewives of Atlanta. I just jump up and down and nothing moves.
That was funny. Mm. Oh, that's funny.
We should put a clip up of that.
Right. Insert here.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think... I think respect... a title does come with respect. Now, you asked me this question earlier, like, who gets the title in front of their name? I noticed that teachers, because they introduce themselves like that.
Right.
People who introduce themselves like that to me. Like, I've always had this rule. Whatever you introduce yourself as is what I'm going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you gave me a first name, nickname, abbreviation, that's what it is.
Right.
So,
question. At work, right, you are amongst your peers, but sometimes those peers are older than you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing the same job. Yeah. They are your peers at work. Who gets, I guess it goes back to how they introduce themselves.
And that's exactly what it is for me in my situation now. Like, whatever you introduce yourself as to me, especially you being able to tell that I don't look as old as you, you're going to introduce yourself what you want me to call you.
Yeah, sure.
So if you give me a basic Michelle, hey, Michelle. If you give me a Miss Michelle, hey, Miss Michelle.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because I know a lot of people older than me, I'm not even going to call them old, but a lot of people don't want the title. They're like, don't call me this. Don't call me Miss. Don't call me Ma'am. That makes me feel old. So
that's true. Well, I mean, if your ass is old, you just old.
But there are certain people that I will not call them anything but a Mrs. or a Mr.
Right.
Like, I can't. Like, my body won't allow me. Like, I'm not about to call your old ass. I mean, not old, but I'm not about to call you that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So an elder, the definition of an elder is a person of greater age than someone specified.
That's boring. Like, it should be, at least a generation or two older than you.
Yeah, I think it's whoever you consider an elder. So for me, if it's someone 50 or above, right, you get that hook on your name. I'm not calling you by your first name.
Yeah.
But if you're in your 30s and 40s, I'm not doing that either.
But who gets the hook? Like, okay, so like my mother's friends, I call them by their first name.
Oh, you disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
That's a good point.
But my friends, her friends that she's introduced me to at her job or something, they all have Miss or Mrs. in front.
Well, because they're not really friends.
I mean, no, she's carried on lifelong friends from her job, like Miss Donna.
They're not her friend.
Miss Sonia, all of them are cool. Like, they all get missed because that's the instance that I met them in.
Yeah, that makes sense. The crazy thing is, so Jaden, she doesn't call. It's like Jane will ask. She'll say, oh, what should I call you? And she'll ask me first. And I'll say, you know, ask them. Because they'll introduce themselves as, you know, my first name is this. And then Jane will say, well, it feels weird just calling them by their first name. And for the boys, because they're so much younger, they'll call them uncle or auntie, right? So the partners at house, they'll call them aunt and uncle. But Jaden doesn't have that relationship with them. So Jaden asked them, oh, what should I call you?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, call me by my first name. That's cool. Yeah. So, and I don't,
well, that's good.
None of my friends Jaden calls Mr. or Mrs. It's just like, oh, that's Tiff or that's Twink.
Yeah.
She doesn't say,
hey, Miss Twink.
Ew, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's good that she asks, you know, some kids are like, hey, you ain't getting no butt. You ain't my mama.
Yeah. One thing that I noticed in my husband's family, you in there.
Y'all over there. I cannot breathe for some reason.
Who, me?
Me. I feel fat.
Oh, it could be your allergies.
I haven't sneezed or anything. The rain washed all the pollen away.
No, it didn't. It made it worse for me.
I just ran up 6 flights of steps. I don't know why.
Oh, and you need to run some laps.
Yeah. Okay.
So everybody gets a hook in your family.
Yeah.
Like the cousins. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, cousin such and such. It's like, that was the weirdest thing to me.
Yeah.
Because all of my cousins are like aunts and uncles. Like, they're all a lot older than me. Hey, auntie.
Hey.
But I still call them just by their first name or their nickname. So, like, Dee Dee or Sister or, you know, Bubba.
Yeah.
I don't
call them
cousin Bubba. Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah, like, it get... I was with one of those kids, like, it's confusing. Like, are you my aunt? Are you my cousin?
Because that's the thing, too. It's like all of my first cousins, Thomas and Cooper, call them aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. And that's how we introduce them.
Yeah.
Y'all need to start writing down family trees because these kids are going to grow up confused as hell.
That's how I felt like I was like, wait, who? I thought we weren't related. I thought, wait, what?
No, that's your cousin on your daddy's side. Twice removed. His name Papa John. It was your grandfather. It's like, what?
Especially in this family, I promise. You're like, hold on, wait, what happened here? Whose kids are these?
Oh, yeah. So, everybody get that vibe. Who is it?
Who is it?
Everybody get that Bible that has the family tree in the front of it. Write it down. Pass it down generations so we'll know who's who. This coffee is delicious.
Yeah, with your extra little simian on it.
So, we asked what does it mean to respect an elder? It's obviously putting a hook on their name. What is the elder? Anybody that...
Well, no, please, let's read the definition of respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
No, seriously, because that's the thing. I feel like people come up with their own definitions of what they feel like is respectful or disrespectful. So if we clarify these things with the definition, then you'll see why you're getting disrespected. V.
All right, so... Basically, it's someone that you have deep admiration for, and it's based on their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Mm.
So that seems
like... That narrows out a lot of people for the respect.
So if you're an elder, do you automatically get respect, or do you have to earn it like everyone else?
Now... I don't think anybody wants to be disrespected, but it's like, how do you show someone respect that you don't necessarily have respect for according to the definition? So somebody you're not too fond of, how do they get respect?
I think just because you're not fond of someone doesn't...
Okay, not fond of them, but like... They don't have any accolades or you don't have any achievements or their efforts. You know, you don't see those things. They're just older than you. So how are you showing respect?
But wouldn't an accolade or achievement be that they lived for so long?
I didn't think about that. I'm thinking about things.
No. Like, for
life
example.
Life is an achievement.
It Cheers. Is. Ooh, cheers to that.
Cheers Let's to that.
Sip your tea.
Sip your tea. Okay.
This coffee is really good.
It is.
Nespresso.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
so life is an achievement.
Life is an achievement. It's the biggest achievement there is.
Yeah, because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and a lot of things are set out to kill you.
It is. Like, take this Tyson's chicken, for example. Another
Child, not the nuggets.
Yeah, another recall. Because now they find the metal.
In the chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken's got metal screws, y'all.
Nigga, ain't nobody saying no metal screws. What?
Save your bodies. Don't eat the chicken. Bionic chickens.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
Yeah. So if you have someone that's 60, 70, 80 years old, I think the accomplishment is life itself.
Yeah.
Because you've lived to see. Now, if you just cursing me out for no reason and you're that old, then...
I know some old, angry people.
Yeah. I've always made the excuse for old people. It's like, damn, like, they lived through some shit. Like, they deserve to be angry and upset and they deserve to be... Testing.
I will say that because one of the women I work with, I always tell her, I said, it's actually a blessing that you're of the age that you are and you're still as lively as you are. Because all the stuff she explains to me that she's been through and that she's seen, it's just like, girl, I'll be walking around here with guns, bullets, blazing.
And I also think the older you get, the, like, you lose that... Not that you lose the joyfulness of life, but you see a lot more. You realize a lot more. So when my husband and I got together 10 years ago, damn, he is old. He is old. I'm young. When we got together 10 years ago, I was a very different person than I am today. And a lot of things that I would deal with and stand for then, I don't now.
Okay.
So I think as you get older, you change, you know, because the world around you changes. But being able to be alive and go through all that deserves respect, if that makes any sense.
Because that's the
accomplishment.
Being able to adapt with the times and still be.
And still be. Right.
That's the thing. That's a new perspective that I didn't think about.
Yeah.
Life is an accomplishment.
Now, I do think some older people need some, you know, checks every now and then. And I think it's a way to do it in a quote unquote respectful manner.
Now, that's what I haven't gotten to that threshold yet. I don't know. I stay away from old angers. I stay away.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because some of them, I'll just leave them alone, let them be. But other ones, you're like, okay, something is not right.
Yeah.
Like my whole life, I can recall you being upset.
That's not good.
I mean, but hey, that's what life does to some people.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, I don't know. Respect your elders.
So how would you show your respect for certain elders? I guess that's what I struggle with.
Oh, that's a good question. Because,
I mean, I'm holding the door open when they're wheeling into the stove.
Yeah. I like that clip that we listened to. She was there wrong from the beginning. And people are going on, Miss Angelou. It's like, oh, she didn't have any business reading that little girl like that. Oh, I have respect, but I would have cursed her out right then and there. First of all, bro, you wouldn't have had done shit. Right. Okay.
And reading. Like, we weren't reading people in 1980s.
Right.
Like,
first of all, that clip was old as hell. But second of all, she was teaching her.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, I am, like she said, I'm your mother and your aunt, your teacher, your professor. It's like, take that moment to take it all in, and I guarantee she never made that mistake again.
And that's where I can agree with that lesson, because people always want somebody to pull somebody aside.
And nobody got time for that.
And it's not even so much that people don't have time. Like, she could have maybe after the show, let me talk to you, da-da-da-da. But you have to teach people in the moment that they're doing wrong.
Exactly.
And that's what I can agree with the way she handled it.
But I think not only that, she took that moment to tell that little girl that on national TV so no one else would ever make that mistake.
Yeah.
So not only exactly was she was teaching that little girl, I'm going to teach all your little dumbass peers the same lesson
like,
at the
ever
same time.
Try me.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And yeah. She had no business doing that. And I think this world, these damn kids, but this world is too damn sensitive.
Yeah, nowadays. That is true. But I also feel like all lessons from elders aren't ones to be taught in this day and age. You know, like some older people just like hearing themselves speak. So the lessons, it's like, you could have kept this one in the history book. You didn't have to give it to us. We didn't need it today. All right?
That doesn't apply. That applied when Moses was alive, okay?
Right. You keep that lesson in 93. We're good right now. We don't need it.
Yeah. But history repeats itself.
It does, but in a different tense. Like, I feel like there are new people out here to teach lessons. I wouldn't say the younger kids are not listening to the elders these days, mm-hmm. but you have to zeitgeist. Isn't that the word? A sign of the times? You have to go along with the times.
I hate that word.
I like it.
I hate the word zeitgeist. One, stop making up shit, okay? It's like, oh, we're down with the times. No, you're down with the times like everybody else feels like they're down with the times. So all y'all look dumb together. Like, come on now. It's like, I'm a zeitgeist. It's like, no, you look like a hippie just like everybody else. Like,
yeah,
y'all all don't wear deodorant.
Nasty.
Like, how are everybody going to be a zeitgeist and think that they're different?
That's true. just like the word eclectic took over for a little bit with me too. Like everybody was eclectic at one point in time. Like y'all ain't different.
Right. It's like, I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. It's like, yeah, but everybody else doesn't want to do what everybody else is doing. So all y'all doing the same shit anyway. Shut up. Y'all all look and sound dumb.
I love people who think they came up with something first.
Like, right.
Oh, I thought of this first, but you didn't.
I'm a feminist. No, you just wear pink. Shut up.
You're a hoe, okay?
Right. That's it. I'm free with my body. Yes.
That's what I got from this feminist movement. Like,
so is everybody else. They're just free with their body.
They're just not marching to it. Yeah. Okay.
I love Amber Rose, though.
She's different.
I absolutely love Amber
Rose.
Okay,
let me say, I like Amber Rose by herself. I don't like her with her friends. I didn't like her in Black China. I don't really care for her and other people. It's like I like when she stands for herself and does her own thing.
But I think she always does. I think people gravitate towards her.
Yeah.
I love Amber Rose because she dances to the beat of her own. Yeah, she's different. She's different. Yeah. And I absolutely love her.
And you can see it in the way she's raising her son, too. But Sebastian is the bomb, though.
He is. He's such a... But, you know, I think What's-Her-Name has a lot to do with that, too.
Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah. Yeah.
They both seem a little different to me.
They are very different. Is,
but
they are like very him. Different. Sebastian is such a cute little boy.
He is.
Aww. If your son wanted to paint his nails, would you let him?
Probably not.
Yeah. If he wanted to dye his hair?
Probably.
I can't wait till they ask me to dye their hair.
But, okay, I hope it's not like a color. I like the blonde. Odell Beckham look.
Like the blonde?
Oh, yeah. Like yeah. The blonde on top. I like that.
Yeah.
And I also feel like I've said this before. Children should dye their hair. Yeah. Children should be the ones to experiment with color. We shouldn't be the ones out here where turquoise, pink, purple, and all that other color hair.
Why?
Well, not me.
I love color hair.
I love color hair.
I can't wait till it grows out. I think I'm going to do like a... Like a electric blue next.
Oh.
Like a royal blue.
That's actually cute, though.
I'm going to do my eyebrows, too. And then tell somebody to put some respect on my name.
You going to dye your eyebrows blue? I mean, do you know? Okay. L'Oreal makes blue mascara. You can just use that. Brow gel.
I wish I knew how to do makeup, but anyway.
It should be fun.
That's for our next episode. So anyway, look, respect your elders. I mean, if they look old, just treat them as if they're old. Mr. and Mrs., let me hold the door for you.
Get up if you're on the bus.
Oh, that is, oh.
Now,
oh,
that bothers me. If that you pisses see a pregnant person, an older lady, standing amputee, up. Wheelchairs
or old man, like, get up and give them your seat.
People be acting like they so tired. No, you're not tired, and the bus ride is not that long.
Help them with their groceries. I do that all the time,
and they tip you. Dang, I used to do that all the time.
Baby, hold on. Let me see if I got some.
No, seriously.
Money in my bra. It came from under my breast, but
they give you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's why they like certain grocery stores. They banned that.
They like what they helping?
Make... Mm-hmm.
Oh, they have the people at the checkout help you.
Yeah,
like at Publix,
it's their job. Like they have to do it. Yeah. You're not supposed to accept a tip. They like put that in their manual because they know. These old people be like, I can't see. What is this? A 20?
It's a 10.
It's a 10. No, yeah. It's a blue face Benji.
Yeah, so respect.
Use the titles until they tell you not to.
Yeah, that's a good one. Put a hook on it.
Put a hook on me.
Put some respect on my name. Put some respect on my name.
Everybody's your elder. That's pretty much what I got from it.
All right. So let me just tell y'all a little story, okay? We almost had a podcast divorce before we even got started because when we were talking about this topic
not a divorce
a while ago, AD, or should I say Adrian?
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Said, ooh, like, yeah, let's talk about elders. Wait, aren't you my elder? Are you a baby boomer?
I thought she was. I didn't know the lines. I didn't know what generation I was a part of.
First of all, I'm a millennial, just like her. Okay? Baby boomers were right after the war. 45.
I thought it was 60-something.
No. The baby boom, like the baby booming area basically talks about the boom of, you know, right after the war.
Oh. Boom like it made a way. Yeah, learn your generation. We're millennials. Woo!
I am going to I forgot what I was gonna say. When she said boom like an 808, I was thinking about like twerking. But my body doesn't move. Like
what are you doing?
I'm twerking.
Why sound like we in pain over there? Swerp.
All right.
So put some R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Take care of B-B-D. Suck to me. What did she say right there?
We're supposed to look up the lyrics so we can see.
Take care of B-C-T. Take care of PCT. Oh, maybe that's it.
PCT.
Take care of PCT.
What's PCT?
Pecked. All right.
Okay. Love you. This was fun.
I want to end with a song.
Okay.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a...
Is that Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I don't know why I always get that movie mixed up.
With what?
The same movie.
With The Sound of Music.
It's the same movie, but okay.
Have you ever seen this? Isn't it The Sound of Music? Doe, a deer, a female deer.
No.
Ray, a drop of golden sun. No. Me, a name.
No.
I call myself Bob.
Google, what song is this?
Beep. That's not the lady. Siri, what's my name? I don't know your name. That's not a good accent either. All right, well, we don't want to talk to you guys anymore.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks for coming.
Come back. Subscribe. What was that?
Me. Blowing kisses.
Oh.
All right, Thomas.
All right, bye.